The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? It is Thursday, November 8, 2021. This is your daily sports betting show of record. We like to call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it's not even close. Coming up, a pretty good day on the show yesterday. In fact, college basketball, we are absolutely on fire. In addition to the show yesterday, our college basketball experts on Sportsline were 8-3, including a perfect day from Jay Smooth, the Machine, and also Mad Max and the Thunderdome coming through nicely, and also the Maestro chipping in with that 8-3 record yesterday. But we will continue to grind today. And don't forget, we have social media plays every single day. Follow us at Sportsline and get at least two underdogs, maybe more, depending if we like the number. All right, let's bring in the stars of the show. Because you know, on a Thursday, when the week starts in the NFL, I got to bring my heavy hitters right below me. Live from Nashville, Tennessee, M Squared. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Yeah, definitely going to be a fun night tonight. I like this NFL game and got some NBA games. I might be tweeting out one of those later, but I think there's a few key spots in the NBA to target tonight, too.
Ah, so you got to follow my man on social media. You just never know when he's going to be dropping that content on his Twitter feed. Now, the next guy, not much of a follow, but we like him here at the show. Also live from Nashville, Tennessee. AB, good morning.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, everybody. A super rainy day here in Nashville. But you know what? We got bets to hit, so we're going to turn that around.
You're damn right we do. And speaking of hitting bets, I turn on my Twitter this morning, and I see my girl Kelsey tweeting. But what was she tweeting about? Oh, another good night from our girl Alabama. Killing it on the ice. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning. Happy to be here. Hoping to kill it another night.
And you're going to. That's just what you do for us. Love you so much. We'll get back to you because the man right next to you, he found you. He is a star maker. The Maestro. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Yeah, it was a fun night on the show and on Sportsline. A lot of great sweats, a lot of hits. I feel bad for anyone that got in late on Northern Iowa. That collapse in the last 2 minutes. Oh. They didn't cover the closing number for a bunch of people, and feel terrible about that.
And that is the way basketball goes sometimes. But man, it just hurts when you're within that five or six number the entire game, and then you just blow it in the final minute. That was a hard one to take. But as I just mentioned, we had a great night, and we will have another good night tonight. So let's get into it, guys and ladies. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And I'm starting to sense a theme as I look at the rundown that I don't think I'm particularly happy about, but I'll deal with it. Mikey, you can go first.
Yeah, I just want to touch on the scoring in the NBA so far this season. Unders went 9-2 again last night, which brings them to 136-87 on the season for 61% towards the under. There's been a few changes in the league, mostly due to the way that they're calling fouls and not calling particular fouls anymore, which is leading to less stoppages in the game. Free throws are called free throws for a reason. They definitely add to the scoring. The basketball has changed a little bit. That's dropped the shooting efficiency in some spots, but just something to keep an eye on as unders are absolutely crushing at a 61% clip.
And by the way, if you were a Sportsline member last night, they had the Lakers and the Bucks under. You cashed that one as well. I actually played that one from Sportsline. There's so much more you get if you're a Sportsline member than just what you get here at the Early Edge. I cannot emphasize that enough. All right, AB, we're focused on the NFL today. What do you got?
Yeah, Coach, your Chick-fil-A nugget of the day is this. And it's for prop bettors.
Oh, no. You're sponsored now. You're sponsored now. All right. Yeah, what do you got?
Absolutely. And you know what? And our first giveaway is going to be for everybody out here that's a prop bettor. A.J. Brown, the Titans are playing the Texans in Nashville this weekend. A.J. Brown, okay, in four games against the Texans, he has 27 catches, 477 yards, and five touchdowns. This man is a human torch against the Houston Texans. So pay attention to his prop numbers when they come out this week.
All right. Very good. I like that saying it's a giveaway to give a prop and the winning. I saw what you did there. all right. Now, a game that maybe not everybody is paying attention to, but one thing we've learned from Mikey is that just because it looks like a dog of a game, it could be an opportunity. Maestro, what do you got?
Well, AB, I like that, especially because AJ.
Oh, no. Oh no! What do we call that? Oh, you froze, Maestro. You pulled an AB.
I'm not gonna froze. Lie. I thought that was my computer. I swear to God, I was like, oh no, it did it again.
Dial up strikes again. I wonder if you guys might be sharing a lot today based off the rundown I've seen too.
Yeah, dial up. Yeah. That nickname is really growing on me. It's really growing on. All right, let's try this again. Let's just move dial up out of the picture. Maestro, what do you have now?
Take two. I want to talk about the Lions and I want to talk about their quarterback situation. How much do they hate David Blough? This guy played pretty well on Thanksgiving a couple of years ago. Remember in that Bears game, they lost 24-20. He threw for 280, a couple of touchdowns, but Jared Goff was obviously hurt his oblique in the first quarter. They wouldn't take him out and put in David Blough. And now who's taking the first team reps this week to prepare for the Cleveland Browns? That's Tim Boyle. This guy.
What?
Yeah, this guy was a.
Oh, no, we're having real issues today. Real issues today. We'll just take away from that storyline and we'll have him tweet out a little bit on it as well. So sorry. Dial up strikes again. All right, let's get into our board for the day. And our first one is from Sportsline. And as I mentioned, if you're not a member, what in the world are you doing? But I'm going to do you a solid. Use a promo code EDGE right here, right now. I'll give you 30 days for free. You can try out Sportsline, all the analysis, all the simulations, all the cappers for 30 days. And then I promise you, you'll stay in the family. But here's one play from Sportsline, courtesy of our guy, Emery Hunt. Louisville laying the 20 against Duke tonight, 7:30 Eastern time. Now, Louisville, the last 3 weeks, they've looked like a well-oiled machine. Quarterback Malik Cunningham has been playing great. Duke is awful offensively. They are awful defensively. And Louisville should score 20-plus tonight and be able to hold them to less than 17 points. We love laying this 20 number on Thursday night football. All right. Speaking of Thursday, the NFLC week starts right now, and you know I love doing this intro more than anything. M squared. You know the drill. Son! Oh! Give it to me.
All right. It feels like a rainy Saturday morning here. And you know what I do on Saturday mornings. We bet the first quarter under. That's what we're doing tonight. Yes. In the Thursday night football game. Under 9.5. It's plus 102 currently at FanDuel. Absolute gift of a price there. It should be minus 110 to minus 115 everywhere. It's not going to move off of the 9.5 number, but I do like it here in this spot. I think it's a great spot for the Patriots to come in here. They've got Harris back. Stevenson will be in there. It's going to be a timeshare for sure. They're going to look to run the football early and often against this Atlanta team. Patterson likely out for the Falcons is definitely going to limit things. Wayne Gallman and Mike Davis will be handling the running back duties for Atlanta. I don't expect them to have much success early in this one. So on the short week, Thursday night, I like the first quarter under 9.5.
I love that first quarter sweat. I wish everybody had access to our text thread during the primetime games. They're so much fun. They're so much fun. And that first quarter bet is always fun. Oh, look who's back. Look who decided to join us once again. Oh, and I know how much this drives you crazy. So that's why I just like, dude, you hate when it doesn't work on the show. Oh, we have a nice note though from Nick in the chat. He says, good morning, gentlemen. Hope you all are having a great day. Thank you for all of your hard work, your dedication, your knowledge. Oh, it's amazing. Thank you for my profits. We love notes like that. We can't get them enough because my guys and my girls, they work so hard and they work hard for you. So thank you, Nick, for that very, very nice note and all of you who put the nice notes in there. All right. Now looking forward to the NFL weekend. AB, dial up. Talk to me.
Yep. I love in the chat that somebody said, get the Maestro another AOL 750 hours dip. I miss those coming in the mail, 90 of them every single day. Look, we're going to go with three plays here. All right. First one, we're going with the Bills minus -7 at home against Indianapolis. Look, you can't really say much bad about the Indianapolis Colts. They've been a model of consistency. However, they haven't been on the road since week 7. And I want to see Carson Wentz in the snow, in the cold, in the weather, in Buffalo. Let's see what he does against a real defense, because you look at Indianapolis, their opponent's record this year is 12-34. The Bills boast a plus 145 point differential, and 7 of the last Bills home games they've been won by double digits. Second, we're going to go Dolphins Jets under 45. This game's going to be hideous. Like, well, I don't even know if I have to give an explanation of what you're going to see in this game. You look at Miami, they're only averaging 16.6 points per game offensively. Their defense, we talked about it last week before the game against Baltimore, they are super aggressive in this man press coverage set that they run. They're only allowing 9.5 points per game over the last two. And I do not trust Joe Flacco to put up points in that game. So I think we're going to see a hideous one. Third play, Cardinals and Seahawks under 49. I don't trust the Seahawks offense with Russell Wilson coming back in his second game. They went scoreless last week against Green Bay. And you look at Kyler Murray coming back as well from injury. And this might be a game to where you see the Cardinals jump out, maybe 14-3 lead, something like that. That actually is going to play well for us, because Arizona does not want to put Kyler Murray in risky situations. They just want to win the game and get out of there. So yeah, Bills minus -7, Dolphins Jets under 45, Cardinals Seahawks under 49.
I feel like on some level, you're just trying to annoy me by giving out two unders as your plays today. I'll get back to you in a second. Big shout out to Brad in the chat. Coach, I just signed up and I love it and live it. Give me a shout out. Brad, there is your shout out. Now, I'm starting to smell something. I'm starting to, yes, I smell a showdown. Now, AB, dial up. I'm looking at you. And Maestro, don't look away. Don't look away. I'm looking at you. I love the Colts this week. I love the Colts plus +7 this week. So my only question to you, AB, is do you take the showdown or not?
Jeweler, hit that music. It's gonna be a
showdown. Oh, yeah, baby. The showdown's on. Me and Dial Up, one-on-one, face-to-face, eye-to-eye. Feels good. All right.
Coach, Allie, I want in on that as well.
Whoa, wait a second. What? Yeah. All right, we're going to switch the order real quick. Maestro, what is your play on the show today? And then we'll get into that little thing that you just said. Put your hand down, AB. What do you got, Maestro?
I agree completely with AB. You know, it looks on paper like, yeah, grab 7 points with the team that's won 5 out of 7. And 2 of those losses were in overtime. So they could be on a 7-game win streak. But the injury report is not very good for the Colts so far, with Darius Leonard, Braden Smith, DeForest Buckner all out on Wednesday. We'll see if they come back. Both starting safeties are out. We'll see if Xavier Rhodes can come back, their best cornerback. He was limited. The Colts stopped the run. That's what they do. They're impossible to run against. But you know what? The Bills don't care. They don't run the ball at all. The Bills are number 2 in pressure rate. That is going to affect Carson Wentz. We've seen his play dip a little bit. They were outplayed by the Jaguars. The punt block touchdown is what got them that win last week. I love the Bills here as well.
Clearly you love the Bills, and I know what you were trying to do. You're trying to scare me by throwing out all those injuries, which I obviously already know about. It doesn't scare me at all. I'm riding with the underdog. So Maestro, you don't have to ask me twice, but I would like to hear the music twice, Jeweler, if you don't mind, real quick. It's gonna be a showdown. Oh, 2 showdown bets in 1. I love it. My goodness, we are getting tasty this week and today. Whew. Now, Allie, this brings up another very, very, very important point. By the way, Garrett, I see you in the chat. Coach versus AB feels like when your dad and uncle get in an arm wrestling match at Thanksgiving. Well, it's more like your dad and son get in the arm wrestling game. Now, Allie, this is a history-making moment on the show, and I don't know if you realize it or not, but the Maestro has never been on the early edge and not gone last. Okay. But being the executive that I am, I made an executive decision because I believe in you. And I believe that you can step into this role and do it with no problems whatsoever. So Alabama, for the first time ever in the anchor spot, talk to me.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure there, but I'm honored to be in Larry's spot. Today, I'm going to go with the Penguins money line -150 versus Montreal. Honestly, both teams have been pretty bad, but I think relative to each other, Montreal has been a lot worse. They've played more games and, you know, percentage wise lost more of those. And I think the Penguins, they're not a good team like we saw like the first day of the season, but I definitely think that there is some talent kind of hidden in there now that they've gotten Sidney Crosby back. The biggest draw to me though is that Jake Allen is still out with a concussion and neither of his backups, Primo or Monbo, have been very good. Neither have actually won a start. And the Habs, they're still allowing over 3 goals a game at home. And then you have the Penguins who are, even though they're losing, they're still scoring over 3 goals a game on the road. So today, I just simply think the Penguins will be able to outscore with their goalie situation.
And the number is what? -150? Is that right? Yes. on the game? So that's a little higher juice than we normally like to play. But certainly, Allie, you'd think the juice today would have to be
worth the squeeze.
You're damn right it is. I love this play on the Penguins. By the way, in the chat, Travis may have just given you your second nickname that I love, but I need to run it by you first. Okay. He calls you the Ice Queen.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one lately.
Yeah? All right. Well, I think we've got to go with it during the hockey season. So, from today on, until hockey's over, you are the Ice Queen. And then we'll go back to Alabama. Oh, it'll come back. Don't worry. That's the best nickname I've ever given out. But okay. We can't do two at the same time unless you're dial-up. Then you can do two. All right. Boy, this is history today on the show. So much history. All right. Don't forget tonight, 7:20 Eastern time, a full 45 minutes to an hour as we count down to Thursday night football. Also in your feed right now, the college football mega preview that AB and the boys did yesterday. And then also our week 11 NFL mega preview that me, Maestro, Mikey, who else was on the show? RJ. That's right, RJ. And we had like 8,000 showdowns on that show, like 8,000. All right. We're up against it. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap, and it looks glorious. M squared. Falcons, Patriots, first quarter under 9.5 plus 102. Says it should be more like -110. Then AB, 3 plays from the NFL. Dolphins, Jets, under 45. Cardinals, Seahawks, under 49. Bills, -7, and we're showdowning that play with Maestro. I'll take the Colts +7. Then Alabama, the Ice Queen. Penguins, -150. Certainly worth the squeeze tonight. And then from the site, Louisville, -20. Now, we got to get to the teaser. Oh, my God. Is that what I think it is? Is that what?
That's exactly what you think it is right there.
We are the
Patriots.
Jeweler.
-0.5. And we are going to wrap that in with another under, coach. The theme of the day today is unders. The Patriots have looked great on defense. The Falcons looked terrible last week. We're going to go with an ugly, low-scoring affair tonight on Thursday Night Football. Tease it up to 53, take the under, take the Patriots to win. That's what I got for you.
Damn, jeweler, you're feeling yourself today. I can see that. I can feel it. I'm seeing 4 unders on the screen. So just to be clear, because I'm a little bit confused, was that music the Undertaker's music? Every time I try to get out, you just pull me right back in. I've taken the Tombstone pile driver more than once. It's not fun. But that music is iconic. Jeweler, man, you're coming into a world of your own. All right. So there we go. This was a lot for one show. Hopefully you all enjoyed it because we tried to keep it on the rails. Turn on those notifications. Don't miss a second of this incredible content. And there's only one thing left to do. And you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window for my entire team. M squared, Maestro, dial up, the Ice Queen, the jeweler, feeling himself just a little bit, and our entire team behind the scenes at the Early Edge of Sportsline. Tell all your friends we're growing, we're having fun, and we're making cash all at the same time right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.